is Garnetta Penn, and I am the choral music teacher here at Mays High School. I also serve as the Fine Arts Department Chair. One of my biggest goals is to make sure that all the programs in the building have the materials and the resources they need to be effective with the students that we teach here at Mays High School. So for organizations like Bay Area Foundation and AudioMac, to be a force in our communities is extremely important. Music students, particularly artsy kids, they deserve to have quality programming so that they can grow and expound on their talents and their abilities.
Man, it's your boy Zaytoven checking in right here. We have Benjamin Mays High School. And what we're doing today is giving away pianos, keyboards to the students and kids that want to be in music. Now, I'm a music producer, so what that means is this instrument's got to be in music. You know, we're trying to keep the integrity in the music, in producing, songwriting, everything. We're trying to keep integrity in it. So, you know, we're not just going to let the computers do all the work. We're going to actually do work ourselves. So that's why I'm giving away keyboards and pianos, you know what I mean, to show the kids, let's keep the integrity in the music. So that's what I do. I'm Zaytoven. My foundation is called Zay Area Foundation. And that's what I do, is help the up-and-coming students that want to be in the music, you know, show them how to do it, show them what they should be doing, show them the ins and outs, the game of trying to make it in the music. And have, not just having integrity in the music, but having integrity in their character, you know what I mean, being a certain person that can be role models for, you know, generations to come. I started playing the drums, but every little boy in the church wanted to play the drums, so that means I gotta wait all service to play one song, so I was like, let me go play something else. So I started trying to learn how to play the organ and the keyboard. I started to try to learn how to read music, and I had an older lady that taught me how to play. I was trying to teach me how to play. Her name was Miss Tidwell. And every time you hit a wrong note, you pop your head with a pencil. So, oh, you do that too? Oh, you're too busy. So I was like, so I just left me home crying. I'm like, man, I don't want to cry. I'm playing no piano if I got to do that. So I started learning by listening, by feeling it, and watching other people. I think it's a great thing that you should learn how to read music, and it's also a great thing to learn how to feel music. Music is a feeling. You know, I'm a musician at a church still to this day. And as a musician, our job is to set the atmosphere for the room. So it's all about feeling. You got to feel what's going on and play, you know, out of feeling too. So you guys got the keyboards, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of giving back to the youth. I feel like right now, the most sought out career for young people I know is everybody want to be entertainment. Anybody in here want to do music when they get older? Sing, instruments, rap. Produce. Music is a career that I've seen people that really didn't have anything. Like, it's a lot of rappers that came through my mama's basement. We all didn't really have nothing. So you see these guys on TV and they making $1 million in a week. You know, I always encourage people to learn and get into music because it's a career that is very life-changing. Especially right now. I do something called producer camp. And that's me just showing the up and coming people how to produce the ins and outs of trying to make it in the game. And I done had doctors, I done had dentists, I done had people fly from Nigeria to come to the camp because everybody wants to do music. So, you know, that's why I feel like it's my responsibility to do things like this. So I'm very glad to be here.
Hey, my name is Nora Moore. I'm a 12th grader here at Benjamin Elijah Mays High School. And music has always been a passion of mine. I've been singing since I was probably around 4. And music has always had like a big influence in my life. And it's always been around me. So meeting Zaytoven and working with AudioMac and everything, it's been a really great experience. And I'm really thankful that they came here today. And now the kids, you know, growing up, they have a foundation and they get to play with the instruments, and now they'll be more prepared, you know, when they go out into the world.
Hey, I'm Aaron Langston. I'm in Temper. I'm the head drum major here at Mays High School. And today we got to talk to Zaytoven, listen to him, and listen to his experiences throughout his music. Showed us, like, what we have to look at, what we have to look forward to going into the music industry. And it was a really great experience because I know myself, I want to go into music and I want to be a producer. So, and he's been, like, my idol since I first heard Too Much so icy. I feel like if he can do stuff like that, who's to say I can't do it? Showing me that he knew how to play the piano since he was like 7. I started playing the piano since I was like 4. So if he can do that with his talent, imagine what I can do with mom. Just talking to him, it made my day.
All right, I'm Bryce Fowler, the proud principal of the illustrious Benjamin Elijah Mays High School. And we want to say thank you to Zay Tovin and Audio Mac for donating 10 pianos and one grand piano to the music program here at Mays. We're so excited. And moreover, the kids are excited. They saw the pianos. They're excited to take them out and start playing them. And so we're excited for the kids who are going to use them, but we're also excited about the enthusiasm and the energy that's around music education here at Mays High School.
This tremendously helps the program in ways that I can only begin to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Zay Area as well as Audio Mac. Thank you for your generous donation.
Audio Mac, shout out to Zay Tovin.
Big shout out.